Welcome to the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast. How many of you here enjoy going to the mechanic? Dentist? Doctor? Have you ever had one of those experiences where you go to the mechanic, you call the plumber, you go to the doctor, whatever, and they, I don't know where they get the gall, but they start telling you what's wrong? Right? You're there, you bring the car in, you're like, I want an oil change. And they say, well, you know that there are other things on your car that are falling apart, right? And you're like, how dare you? This is my car. You don't tell me what's wrong with my car. Can you believe that guy, that mechanic? He actually broke my car. I brought it in for an oil change, and he started breaking things on it so that I would have to pay him to fix it. How many of you have ever had an experience like that? And maybe not with cars, but you're like, oh, that doctor told me what's wrong. I was feeling fine, and then the doctor is like, no, that limb is not supposed to be hanging off that way. Or like, you go to the dentist, and you're like, I've been eating food, so I know my teeth work. And they're like, yes, but there are giant holes in it, and I can see what you've been eating for the past 3 weeks. And have you ever, you've kind of had those experiences, and you felt annoyed by it? Maybe? Yeah? And you start to get frustrated and annoyed with the person that's telling you that there's something not right. It's really weird that we do that, isn't it? We treat them like they're the ones that are making things bad, when all they're doing is sharing what they've noticed and what they've seen and what they've been trained to notice. You know, in the Bible, there are a number of situations where people make decisions and then they get upset about the consequences as if it's not their fault. You think of Samson, who, if you know the story of Samson, he was supposed to be devoted to God, and God said, in your devotion, you need to follow these rules and these steps. And one of the things was he wasn't allowed to cut his hair, and God gave him great strength in order to protect the people of Israel. And for some reason, Samson falls for this really messed up lady, and she goes, Samson, what's the cause of your strength? And he lies to her and says, well, if you tie me up this way, then I won't be strong. And then she goes and ties him up like that to see if he's telling them the truth. Okay? He does this like 3 or 4 times, and she goes and does the same thing to him every time. Okay, so there's a pattern established, right? Like, you would think Samson would be like, all right, whatever I tell her causes my strength, she's going to test that, right? That should be going through his brain. And then she nags him so much that he's like, fine, it's my hair. And then she cuts off his hair. And he's like, surprised by it. And so he makes these decisions like I'm not familiar with the drug scene a whole lot, and I'm not familiar with ancient drug scenes, but like, I don't know what this guy was smoking, But that was a dumb decision. That was a dumb decision. But he makes those decisions, and it has a result on his physical being that ends up having a cascading effect throughout his life. What ends up happening with Samson is he ends up getting his strength back. He ends up pushing over the pillows, killing a bunch of the enemies of Israel, and also himself. Great, great ending to the story. And we find that there are other people in the Bible who do things and end up in situations where it has consequences in their lives. And not just consequences for their spiritual well-being and their eternity, but it has consequences in their physical lives and their physical bodies. Elijah, the story of Elijah, he goes and he stands up against the prophets of Baal, and he has this massive showdown. It's one guy versus 400. He wins. God shows that Elijah is a true prophet, and the prophets of Baal are not. And he goes, and he has this huge victory. He runs away. He gets scared of the king and the queen. He's terrified. He gets depressed. And apparently he forgets to eat. And he goes and he gets and he's like, God, just kill me now. I'm all alone. This is horrible. It's over. Like, I just want to die. And God's like, calm down and eat something already. Calm down, have a snack, have a drink of water, and have a nap. For goodness sake, just have a nap. You know what? He eats, he drinks, he has a nap. I think he does it twice, and he feels much better. I'm not making that up. That's in there. Okay? The disciples, they're following Jesus. They're seeing everything that he does. Jesus says, why don't you guys pray with me? I'm about to die here, and I need you guys to pray with me before this happens. And so you know what the disciples do? They have a nap. The Gospels actually talk about them being so overwhelmed and exhausted that they fell asleep. What am I talking about? What are all those stories about? Sometimes in the church, we like to over-spiritualize everything and say that everything is about the spiritual realm and that the physical realm doesn't matter, your body doesn't matter, and it's all about what you believe and going to heaven and just who you are in the inside and your body in the physical world doesn't matter. But when I read the Bible, I see many, many, many examples about how what people do with their bodies affects their emotional, mental, spiritual well-being. And not only that, but I see that the physical limitations that people have had massive consequences in how their life played out. And quite often, poor physical decisions resulted in nasty, stressful, painful, destructive situations in their lives. We do this too. We feel like we're in control of our lives, that we can handle everything, and so we become one of these people that just has to have their finger on everything and has to control and manipulate or just be in charge of every piece and make sure every piece falls in line, and then we find out that we're controlling all that and then we still don't have control and we get stressed and overwhelmed by it, and so we try to control some more things, but things still don't go the right way, and so we try to control some more things, they still don't go the right way. And we control all that, and then all of a sudden you're either losing weight or you're gaining weight. Right? And you start not to have the energy that you need, and you start to lose focus, and you start to get sick more often. You guys know what I'm talking about. I know you do. Other times we just make a series of bad decisions where we're not exercising, we're not sleeping, we're not eating good food, we're not bothering to go to the doctor and get certain things checked out, especially when we should get them checked out, and we come up with all kinds of excuses for that, and we don't bother taking care of ourselves. We don't wear the sunscreen when we're outside, or we're not taking the vitamins that we should be taking, or we're not eating good food, and we're just eating junk food, and all those things, and all of a sudden we're feeling sick, and we're feeling terrible, and we're feeling depressed, and we're feeling lost, and we're feeling stressed, and all that stuff happens. And still there are other times, and maybe you can relate to this, where we look at the things that we want, or the things that we feel we need, whether it's a doctor's appointment, or it's good food, or we need more income so that we can go to the gym, or whatever it is, and we look at it, and we look at other people, and we see what they have, and we just get angry and bitter and frustrated that we don't have the stuff that everybody else has, and we don't have everything that we want, and we want to be able to have in our lives, and we feel it affecting our bodies, and we just get angry and annoyed that other people have that stuff and we don't. And all these physical things affect us. And not only does it affect us, but it affects our mental health. The things in the physical world affect your mental health. They affect your spiritual health too. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2 says this: I lift up my eyes to the mountain. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. We need to remember where our strength comes from. This month, we have been talking about mental health. We have been talking, it's fine, I'm fine. And we have looked at mental health we're attempting to do it from a holistic perspective, understanding that it is heart, soul, mind, and strength. Heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we've already talked. We've said that healthier emotions are the result of more honest conversations with God. We said that resisting the spirit lets darkness consume you from the inside out. Last week we said the more you trust God, the less power mental illness will have over you. Well, now that's heart, soul, mind, and now it's time for the strength. You need strength. You need physical health in order to have good mental health. And in order to have that, you've got to remember where your strength comes from. When we look at the life of Jesus, we see Jesus feeding people. We see Jesus healing people. We see Jesus taking breaks and resting. We see him in the boat during a storm having a nap. We see Jesus pray, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. When he was in the desert, being tempted by Satan, and Satan said, you can just turn that rock into bread. He said, no, I'm not going to test God. God's going to provide for me. And after the temptation was over, God sent angels and they attended to his needs. We see Jesus in this crowd situation where there's 5,000 men plus women and children, and he looks at the little bit of food that's there, and what does he do? He remembers where his strength comes from. He prays. God multiplies the bread and the fish, and everyone gets fed. So often, we end up in these situations where physically we're feeling the pain, we're feeling the limitations, we're feeling the need, we're feeling that, and our response is to say, why is God doing this to me? Why do I not have this stuff? Why is it that I can't control this? What is going on? And we end up blaming other people, and we end up blaming God and saying, why are these things happening? What is going on? You want to come up? We end up blaming the mechanic for all the issues. And we've got to remember where our strength comes from. Your strength comes from the Lord. And Jesus gave us that example. He understood that he needed rest. He understood that he needed to pray and ask God for provision. He knew that he needed food. And he knew that other people needed those things. And he prayed about those things. And God provided. And not only that, but he knew that our bodies and our physical lives mattered. Why would Jesus go around healing people and feeding them if their physical lives didn't matter? Why would he heal somebody's body if your condition of your body didn't matter? No. He cares about all of you, not just the spiritual side. We know, actually, Paul says that when the resurrection happens, when we're resurrected with Christ and go to heaven, that we will be resurrected in some sort of physical, uncorrupted form. Excuse you. God cares about your body. He cares about your physical life. He cares about your physical needs. And your strength comes from him. And if you want to be truly healthy, have good mental health, you need to have health in your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And strength. See, the really weird thing is we get in these situations and we very easily blame the mechanic for the problems when we should just be asking the mechanic for help. You don't go to the doctor and blame the doctor that you're sick. You say, okay, I'm sick. I need some help. When you look at your life and things aren't going well, physically, don't blame other people. Remember where your strength comes from and ask for help. And I believe that the Lord will sustain you, that he will make a difference in your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. I believe that he really wants to provide for your needs. And some of that is seeking him and him giving you the resources and the food that you actually need. Some of it, he's going to say, listen, you need to change these behaviors. And he'll speak to you and he'll lead you and you've got to change behaviors in your life. Other times, he's going to heal. He's going to heal your body. Other times he's going to say, listen, you need to go get some medicine. You need to go get some medicine. Tell you, I have been in the church my entire life. I have struggled with anxiety since I was 12 years old, and I spent 20-ish years navigating that anxiety through every spiritual practice that I could. And it got to the point where I had to realize that there was more going on than just a spiritual battle with that. And I had to go, and the Lord led me. Sometimes part of it was through a number of conversations, but led me, and I had to go to the doctor, and I had to realize that it wasn't, my mental health wasn't just a spiritual matter, it wasn't just a mental matter, it wasn't just an emotional matter, it was a physical matter too. And there were certain things that I couldn't control. So I had to get some medicine. I'm still on the medicine. I'm fairly certain I'll always be on the medicine. And I'm totally okay with that. Because my mental health is tied to my body. And God cares about my body. And he cares about your body. And if I hadn't taking care of my body, my mental health would be messed up right now, and so would my emotional health, and my body would be more messed up, right? And that doesn't take away from God providing my strength. I believe that was God helping and providing the help that I needed. Now, this isn't about me. I'm not telling you this to feel bad for me. I want you to know that those are good things. And that God cares about your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And you need to work on those four things. And you got to remember where your strength comes from. And so if he's saying, listen, you got to change what you eat. Change what you eat. If he says you got to change what you're doing with your body, change what you're doing with your body. You got to exercise. You got to eat better. If he's saying you got to go to the doctor, then go to the doctor. If he's saying you got to take a nap, then go lay down. I know the kids are nuts. But they need a nap too. I know this isn't like self-help book quality guide points, and that's not what this is supposed to be. I just need you guys to know that God cares about your bodies. What you do with your bodies matter. Don't be mad at the mechanic when something goes wrong. Remember where your strength comes from. And ask for help. The worship team's going to come up. They're going to do a couple more songs here. And during this time, I just want you to respond to what you've heard. And if the Lord has been tugging on your heart and saying, hey, I need you to do this or that, or you need to acknowledge that you've been making some wrong steps and you need to stop blaming God or stop blaming others, and you just need to start asking him for help and asking him for strength. You do that and you listen to what he says is your next step to have a healthy heart, soul, mind, and strength, because your strength comes from the Lord.
Thanks for listening and being part of our church. And joining us in this journey to become down-to-earth people following Jesus in down-to-earth ways.